Can you go ahead and introduce yourself and a little bit about what you do and represent?
My name is Doug Clemens, and my title is Chairman and CEO of the Clemens Food Group, and I represent our family and our over 3,500 team members back in Hatfield, Pennsylvania, and also here in Coldwater, Michigan.
Coming to Michigan today, Secretary Perdue doing a tour of the plant. Can you share a little bit more of that setup and really that eye into the pork industry?
Well, pretty big day for us here in Coldwater, Michigan to have Secretary Perdue come and visit with us. Certainly not only within the state of Michigan, agriculture is a very, very important part of the economy of this state, but also the rest of the states across this entire country. I myself have been involved in agriculture my whole life, so having the Secretary here that we could interact and show him what we do. We're very proud of what we do, and it was also really, really important to have our producer partners here with us today also, which have been kind of the critical part of us being in this state because, as you very well know, this was the only state in the Midwest without a pork processing facility within the state boundaries. So it's good to be here, and it's great to have him here today too.
What are some of the concerns as a pactor and those producer members with trade issues going on now, especially with China, that really were conveyed to the Secretary?
So the trade issue kind of came to light, as you very well know, in the news the last couple of days, but it certainly has been something. The whole NAFTA agreement and the renegotiation of that has been kind of at the forefront of the news for at least the last year right now. So extremely important that specifically the pork industry and also many, many other parts of agriculture too, is that trade with our partners around the world is critically important because, as we know, you know, almost 30% of the pork produced in the U.S. is exported throughout the rest of the world. So very, very critical part of pork processing, pork production throughout the whole chain. So really, really going to be anxious to see how all this thing shakes out.
Michigan production and surrounding states ramping up with this plant, as well as a plant in Iowa, that hog inventory continuing to increase. What are some of the challenges from the packer side to meet those increases that you're dealing with?
Well, specifically, your question about actually increasing production, actually, when we ended up forming the partnership with our pork producer partners, it was actually already production that was in existence. So there was very little to no expansion from our producer partners, but certainly that created a need for other producers to expand, you know, to meet the ever-growing demand for pork. As always, not only in agriculture, but in every sector of our economy, labor is a critical piece to what makes us successful as manufacturers. And within the manufacturing sector, labor has been a challenge and continues to be an increasing challenge. So we're certainly looking for not only skilled labor, but unskilled labor, all types of labor, you know, for pretty much any job you can possibly imagine. So labor is critically important, as are, you know, the supply that's coming to this plant, so then we can end up producing a safe, wholesome, quality product to the consuming public, including the public around the world.
A lot in agriculture and the pork industry, watching to see how that second shift is going to impact the pork price, the pork supply. What's the timeline with that here in Clemens?
So within our original plan, we were just kind of speculating that it may be 3 to 5 years before we would even think about second shift, and that timeline has not changed. So right now we're still focused on getting this plant up and running to make it the most efficient plant out there so we can compete more effectively. So right now we're currently focused on getting this shift up and going. We've been at it 6 months, so we are still in the startup mode. A lot of learning, a lot of training, and really I'm thankful that we got a great team of our team members out there that are forming the work hand in hand with us each and every day. So it's a journey.